Let's say good morning to Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, how are you? Okay. Are you nervous?
Of course.
Yeah, I bet. Well, Kelly, maybe we can help you out. What's going on in your life?
Okay, well, I've been engaged for over a year to JP. You know, we still have about 3 months until the big day. A few weeks ago, I went out of town for a little girl's trip.
I gotta go back for a quick second. Did you say his name was JP?
Yeah.
Like Jurassic Park?
Or J.P. Morgan Chase.
Oh, or that one.
She's dating the heir.
Or J. Peterman. I'm sorry, so you went out on a girls' trip?
I did. It was just for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Well, I called him from the hotel when I got there, and then I went out with the girls all night. We got back pretty late, and I sent him a text, you know, right before bed. The next day, I called him in the morning, and he didn't answer. I tried him all through the day. Nothing. I couldn't reach him until Sunday afternoon.
So you kept, kind of like you do when, like, people, you went out on a girls' trip, he stayed home, so you're just trying to check in, say, hey, I'm thinking of you, love you, kind of the thing that we would all do.
I heard nothing from him all weekend.
Did you start to stress about that? Were you worried at all that maybe he was hurt?
Of course. It's the first thing you think.
Yeah. That's what I would think, too. And then all of a sudden, Sunday afternoon, just out of the blue, just like, hey, what's up? Hey, I'm here. Bye.
Yeah, he claims he lost his phone, but, I mean, I'm not buying it.
It doesn't take long to shoot a text real quick, like, hey, I'm okay, thinking of you, love you, bye.
From someone else's phone? What if he did lose his phone? What if he lost his phone right after she left, and he couldn't, you know, get the finances together until Sunday for a phone?
Well, he also could have just gotten on a computer, put up on Facebook, hey, I lost my phone, or messaged her. There is no excuse in this day and age to not get a hold of somebody.
Get on a computer.
If somebody doesn't contact you, they're actively not talking to you.
That's how you feel, Kelly.
How about this? It's happened before, and he has emailed me and called me from his mom's phone.
Oh, okay, so last time he lost his phone, he was able to shoot you an email.
Easy.
So the seed of doubt has been planted, is what you're saying.
It's textbook, right?
Right. Okay. Well, you know what we can do? We can do this. We've been doing it for Fiance Friday. We'll just take JP's number from you. We'll call him up, and we'll have Jackson act like he's a receptionist of a new spa in town.
Yeah.
And we'll offer JP a very sensual couples massage, and we'll see who he chooses. And hopefully he says your name as his guest, and we can go on our happy way, and he just lost his phone. And if not, you know, we can just go from there. Does that work?
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll call JP next.
The Mix Morning Fix
on Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday, we've been talking to Kelly. Kelly has been engaged to JP for over a year. In fact, there's 3 more months until their big day. But Kelly went out on a girls' trip for a little R&R with the ladies.
You have to do from time to time.
And as one does, when you're a couple and you're apart, you try to check in, give little sweet love messages. I miss you. I love you. You know, those kind of things that I send to my wife. I just sent her eggplant emojis, but
nasty.
And for some reason, though, JP did not return Kelly's call that entire weekend until Sunday afternoon. And now he's like, oh, babe, I just lost my phone. And Kelly's not buying it. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Jackson act like a receptionist of a new spa in town that offers sensual massages for couples, including a serenity room at the end where they can have some alone time.
Yeah.
And we're going to just see who JP chooses as his guest. Kelly, before we call JP, I just need to get your permission that we can have him on the radio. Is it okay with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Hello?
Hi, is this JP?
Yes, it is.
Hi, JP. My name's Jackson. I work at a new spa in town called the Falling Leaf Massage Parlor. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. I know. I kind of just jumped in there. Is your phone okay? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, hey, I'm just calling because we're a new spa in town, and we're trying to drum up some business, get some good word of mouth going. So I'd like to offer you a free couples massage. Would you be interested?
Wait, for real?
Yeah, it's completely free. You know, it's kind of hard for a new business to get started up here in Salt Lake. People like chains here in Salt Lake. So we're just a small independent business, but we're looking to grow quickly. And what I'd like to offer you is a couples massage where you would sit side by side with your partner. You would both get a massage at the same time. We have essential oils going. It's all really nice and relaxing and romantic. And then once the massage is over, what we would do is we would have you go over to our Serenity Room. And that's just a private room where you and your partner can spend an hour or so together. And it's completely yours for the hour. So whatever you guys want to do in there is totally up to you. And
That sounds great.
It sounds great, right? Normally, this is like a $500 package, but like I said, we're offering it to you for free just so that we can get some word of mouth. All I ask is that you tell a couple of friends. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. That sounds great.
All right, cool. Then I just need a little bit of information for you so that I can get your appointment booked. So your name is JP. What is the name of the person that you'd like to bring with you?
Oh, that would be Alexis.
Hold on 1 second there, Kelly. Hey, JP?
Yeah.
Hi, it's John and Justin, Mix 105.1. You were actually talking to Jackson as well. We have a Kelly on the line. She asked us to call you. She had some ideas that maybe you were, cheating around, sleeping around, and it kind of looks that way.
Oh, my God, you lost... Hello?
No, okay,
I'm
not cheating on Kelly.
It's off.
Kelly, I'm not cheating on you. She's just a friend of mine.
Wait, so this is a friend you decided to take on the massage, JP?
Yeah, no, she's just like I've just been trying to get to know a little better.
Can you
totally
just hang up on him?
I feel like we're going to have to just let JP in.
You guys are going to have to work it out. Yeah. These are issues that are beyond our control.
Kelly, the good news is, Kelly, you were able to find this out now, Kelly, and not at a later time. I think that's a positive.
Kelly, this is nothing, I swear.
Don't even speak my name.
Did we lose Kelly?
It looks like it was Kelly, but JP's still on the line. JP.
Was that JP?
Yeah.
You guys, be careful walking to your cars today.
Stop it,
because he didn't sound happy.
No, he didn't.